Pine Knoll Shores and the North Carolina Coastal Federation are designing an innovative stormwater project that will preserve water quality and reduce flooding in the coastal town. Jared Brumbaugh has more.
The town's high water table, combined with an increase in impervious surfaces like roads and driveways, reduces the amount of rain that's absorbed into the ground. As a result, areas on the east end of Pine Knoll Shores experience flooding during major rainfall events. Town Clerk Sarah Williams says the town's current management approach is to pump stormwater directly to the Sound and ocean.
That water is contaminated and it's picked up the septic tank and the road waste, all of those things. So we were looking for a way to try to alleviate some of that flooding and filter it out before it hit the Sound.
Pine Knoll Shores received a $260,000 grant from the NC Clean Water Management Trust Fund to help manage groundwater levels. A series of pumps and underground pipes will be used to draw down the water table before an impending storm, increasing the amount of rain that can be absorbed and, in turn, reducing flooding. Coastal specialist with the North Carolina Coastal Federation, Bree Sharon, says runoff is temporarily stored in golf course ponds that drain into a sand filter.
There'll be no discharge, essentially, to the Sound. It'll all be treated through that sand filter. It's on the golf course. It'll pretty much look like a sand trap on the golf course.
The project is part of the town's watershed restoration plan, approved this year by the State Division of Water Resources. A final stormwater system design should be complete this winter, with construction beginning in late 2020. For PRE, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.